Dependence and Trust, 1893. The more our faith fastens to Christ in perfect trust, the more peace we shall have. Faith will grow by exercise. God's rule is, one day at a time. Day by day do the work for each day, as if you are conscious that you are working in the sight of the angels, cherubim, and seraphim, and God and Christ. You are a spectacle unto the world, and to angels, and to men. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 9. Give us this day our daily bread. Matthew 6, verse 11. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. Deuteronomy 33, verse 25. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Hebrews 12, verse 2. Living thus, the Holy Spirit helps our memory, sanctifies every faculty, and keeps us reminded of our daily and hourly dependence upon our Heavenly Father's care, guardianship, wisdom, and unceasing love. This is the childlike spirit Jesus declared His disciples must have in order to enter into the kingdom of heaven, trusting as a little child in God, their Heavenly Father. Then Satan's temptations are discerned and more easily resisted, for there is in the heart a constant drawing nigh to God. The feeling of self-sufficiency, which works the ruin of so many souls, does not have an atmosphere in which to flourish. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6, verse 33. Here is a precious promise from one who means every word he says. Then why are we fearful, distrustful, and unbelieving? Let us go on doing our duty with an eye single to the glory of God, filling up our time here working out God's plan as in the sight of an invisible world. Our time is the Lord's. Our talents are the Lord's. Then how can any individual feel that he can be independent, not subject to the Spirit of God, independent of God's will, independent of God's providences and plans? In your supposed independence, you are in slavery to a power that is in rebellion to God. Associate yourselves, O ye people, and ye shall be broken in pieces, and give ear, all ye of far countries. Gird yourselves, and ye shall be broken in pieces. Gird yourselves, and ye shall be broken in pieces. Take counsel together, and it shall come to naught. Speak the word, and it shall not stand. For God is with us. For the Lord spake thus to me with a strong hand, and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people, saying, Say ye not, a confederacy, to all them to whom this people shall say, A confederacy. Neither fear ye their fear, nor be afraid. Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. Isaiah 8, verse 9 to 13. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness, and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord, and stay upon his God. Behold, all ye that kindle a fire, that compass yourselves about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire, and in the sparks that ye have kindled. This shall ye have of mine hand, ye shall lie down in sorrow. Isaiah 50, verse 10, 11. We are not safe in following the imaginations of our own hearts. We cannot be independent. Our only safety is in dependence in God our Redeemer, and in being representatives of Jesus Christ, who for our sakes became poor, that we through his poverty might be made rich. The man who is sanctified, heart and soul and property and purse, through the truth can be the living human agent to reach other souls. He can show that the power of the grace of Christ is able to overcome avarice and covetousness. As a wise, faithful steward, he can, by his own experience, present to others who are rich the fact that he recognizes the stamp of the image and superscription of Jehovah on every dollar of his accumulated property. He can present the truth as it is in Jesus, that the blessing of God has attended him in giving him the ability to acquire means, and that it is not his, but God's. The truly converted wealthy man can bring the lesson of Christ to bear upon his wealthy brethren, that their treasure is safe only as they shall lay it up in heaven, that there is the greatest danger of riches proving a curse when one is ever gathering, never scattering abroad. The rich man who trusts in his riches, feeling secure in them, has placed them where Christ should be. He has interposed God-entrusted treasure as an idol to separate his soul from God. There is true missionary work to be done for those who move in higher circles. Truth will have its adherents, even in kingly courts. Paul had converts even in Caesar's household. All the saints salute you, chiefly they that are of Caesar's household. Philippians 4, verse 22. The throne of the Caesars was at this time occupied by Nero, a monster of cruelty. If there ever was an atmosphere charged with the malaria of Satan, it was apparent at that time. There was a power from beneath that stirred up hostility most fierce and determined against Christians. St. Paul himself suffered death by Nero's command. But when it was apparently impossible that the truth should find favor within the court and household of Nero, there were those worthy to be called saints who were of Caesar's household, men who were openly professed believers, who sent greetings to Christians in other cities. Nothing is impossible with God. Our faith is too weak, incomplete.